everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on this Tuesday afternoon. It is the 14th of July, 2015. You know what today is, Ed? It is Bastille Day in France. It's a big holiday over in Paris and elsewhere around the country of France. Ed Alexander with me, producing and engineering our show. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. We're going to get things going. Larry Hecker is with me in studio. We'll talk with Mr. Hecker about why he is urging everyone to vote yes on the Pima County bond package. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman has his weekly Tuesday Money Maker report, and Shelley has a good smile on his face, and he just gave me a thumbs up through the glass. That means we are recovering on Wall Street. Pretty good day, a little bit of an upside, and that's what we like. The bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Edmund Marquez. Mr. Marquez, the newest appointment to the Rio Nuevo District Board, and we'll wrap up the show. Margaret Regan, the arts reporter, writer for the Tucson Weekly with our every other Tuesday Arts Report, which is presented by our friends at Fox Tucson Theater. Our live line number, 790-2040. Everyone is invited to call anytime during the hour. And our Facebook page, if you would like to join us, it's very simple. If you know my name, you can find us at Bill Buckmaster on Facebook. Larry Hecker is with me. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Bill.
Larry Hecker is and has been for a number of years, since actually 2002, 2003, the chair of the Pima County Bond Advisory Committee, and he is also a spokesman for the Pima County bond proposal. There are seven questions, Larry, and the total is about $815 million. One of the proposals has been getting a lot of attention because everyone, it seems, complains about our roads. So this is an opportunity to fix them.
Absolutely, Bill. The bond package includes $200 million for road repairs. Those funds are allocated amongst the various jurisdictions in Pima County. It is very important. The public has made it very clear that this is a priority, and we're attempting to address this problem with the bonding program.
Larry, overall, how would you characterize this particular package? And we have not put really a bond before voters in almost 10 years. Well, 2006 was the last time. You and your committee members felt that some of these needs were urgent enough that folks should get a vote at it.
The last major bond election was 2004. There was a smaller one in 2006. And shortly after the 2006 election, the bond committee began meeting, and we were given a list of the top priorities for capital improvements, for neighborhood facilities, and we started with $3 billion worth of projects. These weren't amenities, these were necessities. We stopped meeting when the recession hit because of property values. Made it impractical to issue bonds, and we were able, we started back up again about 2 years ago, and we've been able to narrow the list down to the $815 million, which again, this isn't all we need to do, but this is a well-balanced package that will benefit everyone in Pima County. I don't think there's a person in Pima County who won't directly benefit from one or more of the projects in this package.
Simply put, the opposition says, Larry Hecker, we cannot afford to vote yes on any of these. When you hear that, what do you say?
Bill, we don't have a choice. If we're going to maintain competitive from an economic development standpoint, if we're going to provide our children and our grandchildren with the quality of life that we enjoy, we have to do this. It's a small price for a big investment in our community.
Breaking this down, where do you see quickly go over, if you would, Larry Hecker, the issues at stake here.
Well,
and I know you can't go through the whole list, but
yeah, and I think it's important for your listeners to understand what's in the package. It's a very comprehensive package. There's 97 individual projects included. The voters will be given the opportunity to vote on 7 separate propositions, yes or no on each one. And they range from road and highway improvements. There's economic development and workforce training, tourism promotion. Tourism is a $2 billion industry in our community, and we have to, make these investments if we're going to stay competitive. Several parks and recreation facilities are included in one of the propositions. There are projects in public health, welfare, safety, and neighborhood and housing, and open space and natural and historic preservation, which is, again, very important from an economic development standpoint. And finally, flood control and drainage. It's a very comprehensive, complete package.
The maintenance issue has come up repeatedly. Who's going to take care of this after the, say, if the bond passes, who's going to take care of it down the road?
Yeah, this is one of the, in evaluating individual projects, the bond committee considered the ability of the sponsoring jurisdiction to maintain it. We don't want to build a project. We don't want to see a project built and then see it fall into disrepair because the sponsoring jurisdiction or sponsoring entity can't afford to keep it up. So one of the things that we looked at was the ability to maintain it once it's built. And the Board of Supervisors will be putting in place some amendments to the Truth in Bonding Ordinance that assure that if a project's going to get built, the monies are going to be there to maintain it.
Who will be what kind of oversight would there be, Larry, to this?
As chair, this is one of the things that I'm most proud of. In 2004, the supervisors created a Truth in Bonding Ordinance, which creates several layers of citizen oversight, transparency. The bond committee meets, is required by law to meet at least twice a year and review the individual projects, review the progress that's being made in the implementation, and if there are any changes that are suggested to a project, it has to go through a public hearing by the bond committee. So there will be a very close citizen oversight and many eyes looking at the implementation of this package.
What will this cost the taxpayer?
Well, the average taxpayer, the average homeowner, will pay approximately $17 a year for these improvements over the life of the bonds, which is a pretty small price to pay for the very substantial investment that's being made in the community.
Does it come down, in your opinion, Larry, to do you want to make this a better place?
Well, it's do we want to maintain what we have and make it a better place? This is in some respects maintenance. I mean, we're going to grow by 11% in population in the next 10 years. So we need these improvements. But yes, I think it comes down to quality of life. It comes down to our ability to compete from an economic development standpoint, our ability to keep our kids home, retain our workforce, and attract the workforce we need to compete in a very competitive world economy.
I have known you probably for more than 25 years, and when I first met you, you were very much involved with economic development. You're still involved with economic development. You go back a couple of ways before TRIO, before GTEC. I mean, you go back a long time with economic development. When a company is looking to locate in a particular place and they look at these kinds of bond things, say it were to be shot down, would that hurt the community?
It would send a very negative message. Looking at it from the other way, which is the way I prefer to, I think passing these bonds will send a very strong message to companies that are looking at Tucson for relocation, skilled workers that are looking to relocate here. It'll send a strong message that we care about our future, that we're willing to make the investment necessary to maintain our very special quality of life.
What are you going to do as far as the campaign? How will you be structuring the campaign? And I invited you before we went on the air. We had Joe Bogart, who was speaking against the bonds, and I invited you to join Joe after Labor Day. I think we'll wait till after Labor Day as we get closer to the election and before early voting to sit down for at least a half hour here on the show and hash this out.
I'd look forward to that.
Yeah.
Joe and I have talked about the bond package many times as a member of the bond committee.
So structuring this campaign, there are a lot of, you said there are 97 different measures?
99 individual projects in the package, and that includes some very important programs designed to restore and renovate neighborhoods. I think our greatest asset in this campaign is knowledge, voter understanding of what's included, and our biggest enemy is ignorance. Voters just not knowing that there's an election or not knowing what's in the package. So our plan is to get out there and try and convince as many people as possible that this is a good package and there's something in it for everyone.
One of our listeners just shot me an email. What about trust? Is that where this truth and bonding comes in?
Absolutely. The state auditor general was tasked with doing a complete audit of the Pima County bond program. And I'm very proud to say that they came back with a very glowing report. This is what they see as best practices when it comes to these kind of programs. They didn't say it in their report, but they said it privately that this is the kind of a program that every jurisdiction in the state should have because of the citizen oversight, because of the transparency, because of the checks and balances.
All right, Larry Hecker, thank you very much. We'll look forward to sitting down with you and Joe Bogart, the group, the Joe heading up the group that's opposed to the bonds. We'll do that after Labor Day in September here on the Buckmaster Show. Larry, thank you very much.
Bill, my pleasure.
All right, Larry Hecker with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk with Shelley Fishman. That's coming up next, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. For once, there's good news about Greece. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and cockroaches. You know what I did? Smartest call I ever made in my life. I called my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. I was introduced to a guy named Joey. He'd been my technician for 11 years. A great job. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering its promises, completing 149 out of 200 intersection improvements, 48 of 80 pedestrian safety crossings, 108 of 200 bus pullouts, and 226 miles of 500 promised bike lanes. Since the 2006 voter approval of the RTA plan, some 650 projects are completed. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we talk with attorney Larry Hecker about why Mr. Hecker feels everyone should be voting yes on Pima County bonds in November. Also, the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive at buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right. Welcome to the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman. And Shelley, it's good to see a little green. And when I say green, that's the direction that, first of all, Shelley, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
The green arrow is pointed north. I like to
all
see
all the arrows are green.
That's right. I like to see
that. And it's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
So, we've been blaming you for the pullback in the markets. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to give you credit. Thank you for Greece.
You bet.
What's happening is that, you know, as we've spoken about so many times in the past, Bill, you know, you put the politics of all of these things aside, the market votes with its dollars. And the market has been voting consistently over the past couple of days now to really support some of the possibility that the uncertainties in this world are, you know, hopefully getting worked through. Now, we're not done in Greece yet, and you know, that can keeps on getting kicked down the road. But sometimes, you know, if the road has a slope up and we're actually, you know, moving toward a solution, that's not bad. The Iran deal that we knew was probably headed toward some sort of agreement today also takes a huge piece of uncertainty away from what's going on. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that we probably are going to have to work through lower oil prices as a result of this. You know, it seems clear that the president is going to get his way on this. There'll be a lot of bluster on the way to 60 days, but the way the thing is structured, he'll almost certainly get his way. And so what we're going to see is some of these creators of turmoil being taken out of the immediate perspective on what's happening. Also, you're seeing in Cuba, you're seeing in Greece now, you're seeing in Iran, that the opportunity for investment on the part of U.S. and other world companies is going to create possibilities for success that the market will view very favorably. So you and I have talked about, you know, what's my view of the rest of the world, the rest of the year?
Yeah, we're flat. And we're the story is flat for the first 6 months.
Right, and now we're climbing up. We're back above 18,000 on the Dow. I think we're going to see GDP growth by the end of the year coming in at close to 3%, 2.5%, 3%, which is higher than, you know, some of the economists have thought it might be after a bad first quarter. And, you know, I think we're beginning to see greater participation in the labor markets. I think the 5.2% unemployment probably where we'll wind up, but that's pretty good. In fact, it's awfully good. And I think, you know, we're going to see a 6 to 10% increase in the equity markets. That's, on balance, pretty good year.
Yeah, I would say so. But for the folks who have been so nervous the first 6 months, and they've weathered the storm so far, but there were temptations. I know there are people when the market has problems, like we have seen, to want to flee
equity market. Fear and greed are the two factors that cause people to make non-rational decisions. And when they do, they fall into this effect. You know, I just was sitting in on a presentation from one of the big mutual fund companies earlier, actually late last week. The equity markets over the past 30 years have produced about 11 or 12% growth. The average portfolio, American investor portfolio during the same period, is down at around 2.5%. Now, why should that be? And it's because people chase the curve.
Yes.
When the market, you know, gets a little dicey, they want to sell, so they're selling low. And then when it recovers, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks later, they want to buy, so they're buying high. As a result, their portfolios have actually, on average, trailed inflation. And this is something, you know, people ask me, what's my job? Mm-hmm. My main job with my clients is to help them avoid making stupid decisions. You know, if I'm a great stock picker or a mediocre stock picker, the difference in the portfolio is 0.5% at the end of the year. If they make a dumb decision, it, you know, the difference can be 6, 7, 8%. Mm-hmm. So my main job is to keep people on track, to make sure that the track they're set on to begin with is the appropriate track for them, for their time frames, for their risk tolerance, for their needs. Okay, but once they're on it, to try to keep them on it unless something fundamentally changes in the economy. And right now, I'm not seeing fundamental change in the economy. I have one fear. We talked about it last week a little bit, and that's if the dollar remains and too strong against the euro and gets stronger, that's going to hurt us in terms of exports. But from what I saw today,
it stabilized
very nicely.
110 on the euro.
Yep. So I'm beginning to think maybe even that fear, that we have to keep our eye on it, that fear may not be something to worry too much about between now and the end of the year.
Shelley Fishman with a certified financial planner. And then, Shelley, you mentioned a word popped up in your conversation a few moments ago, and that word is risk. Some people just cannot handle risk. They can't handle the ups and downs of the equity market. And for these people, they feel secure, even though they're not going to make virtually anything in a CD at the bank, they feel more comfortable.
Well, and feeling comfortable is important, Bill, but there are CD equivalents. There are very, very, very safe and in some cases insured equivalents that will at least keep you above inflation. So you should be able to put together, along with your advisor, mm-hmm. a portfolio that returns you 4 or 5%, even though you are very, very risk averse.
Wow.
Now, the problem is, you know, the market does like 2 years ago, 30%, and the risk averse portfolio does 6 or 7%. Yeah. And then the client comes in and says, market did 30%. How come I only did 6 or 7?
Yeah, why wasn't I a part of that?
Sure.
Yeah.
You have to have that discussion repeatedly. You have to continually reinforce the reasons your portfolio is allocated the way it is. And if the client wants to make some changes, that's not a bad idea. But it has to be appropriate for the client, and it has to be in really close partnership with that client and the client's needs.
And that's why you sit down with the client, the potential client, even before everybody gets on the same page, and you talk about risk. You talk about what do you expect out of this portfolio.
Absolutely. And you talk about it. Then the next meeting, you talk about it again.
Yeah.
Then the third meeting, you talk about it again. And it's only when you, as the advisor, feel confident that this client understands what they're doing, appreciates, and is committed to it, then you move.
All right. Good session, Shelly. Thank you very much.
You too.
All right. Shelly Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. The best way to find Shelly, we ask that you go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a direct link to Shelly, and he will call you back very promptly. Be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 650 projects to date, including pedestrian safety crossings, intersection safety improvements, and bus pullouts, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You know, it's only 3 hours over to Silver City. It's a beautiful part of the southwestern United States. If you like hummingbirds, well, the annual Hummingbird Festival is this weekend. Music, food, lectures. It's going to be a fun event at the Little Toad Inn and Tavern near Lake Roberts. So check it out this weekend over in historic Silver City. You can find out about the great places to stay like Cottage of Whispering Canyon and Agave Ridge Retreat and the many, many things to do in the Gila Wilderness area there. Visit their website, southwestnewmexico.org. It's 12:34 on this Tuesday afternoon. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show the newest appointee to the Rio Nuevo District Governing Board. Edmund Marquez joins us. Edmund, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you very much for having me. And by the way, congratulations on being in the Hall of Fame. I just noticed that.
Thank you very much, Edmund. Very happy about that. Very honored. And I'm sure you're very honored to be one of the 7 members of this board. What does this board do?
This board, we govern the funds that are available via the TIF funds. We govern the funds and basically put those funds to use to make sure that we have the most vibrant downtown that we possibly can.
And what will the board members there then, you meet on a monthly basis, or how does this work?
We do. We meet on a monthly basis, and interestingly, they're open to the public, so if any of you listening want to come and watch one of our board meetings, you're welcome to come down to the State of Arizona building downtown. Actually, pretty exciting. You get to hear about a lot of the new and exciting things happening downtown.
Your background, you've been very active in this community. You're the current owner and principal of Edmund Marquez Allstate Insurance Agency. It's a business that you have owned and operated for almost 20 years. You're the former chair of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You're a U of A grad and Sabino High School and Hispanic Businessman of the Year and a member of Congresswoman McSally's transition team. So not only do you serve people through your service through your Allstate ownership, but you believe in giving back to this community, don't you, Edmund?
Oh, I definitely do. You know, I think if a business is successful in a community, it's your obligation to give back to that community it's successful in. So happy to be involved. You know, I have an old saying, Tucson is one big high school hallway, and you really got to just get involved. You know, no one's going to fly into Tucson and wave a magic wand and fix it or improve it for us. So we as the citizens of Tucson have to get involved, raise your hand and join a board or help a nonprofit or volunteer your time. So I'm happy to do so. I love to be involved with our city.
You know, Rio Nuevo, as everyone that's been around a long time knows, it started off it was a rocky start, to put it mildly. Has this whole venture turned around, Edmund?
Absolutely. And a great segue, because this is, when I was driving here, I was thinking, what's the main point I want to get across? So in 1999, Rio Nuevo was created. It was originally the funds. And what the funds are, we get a portion of the state sales tax. So instead of this money going to Maricopa County or going up into our state legislature, this money stays here and is managed by the Rio Nuevo District so that we can improve our downtown. So it started in 1999. Our city council ran and operated Rio Nuevo for the first, I don't even know how long, a dozen years, 10 years. And unfortunately, the money wasn't spent as wisely as it could be. And we spent around $230 million. And we gained some assets, some infrastructure, but definitely not $230 million worth. The state legislature stepped in, it wasn't going well, and basically was ready to take this money back and say, look, you guys just didn't handle it well. We're going to take it back. It's just going to go into the state coffers. You know, good luck, Tucson.
Yeah, the whole thing almost fell apart, didn't it?
It did. It almost fell apart. But the state legislature agreed that they would have a board appointed by the state legislature. So the governor gets three positions, the speaker of the House gets three positions, and the majority leader gets three positions, and they appoint them. Right now, I mean, obviously, our board could be 9-7. The very first board that was created by the state legislature, you know, there was some tussle there. There were some lawsuits, about 5 lawsuits, as the new Rio Nuevo board at that time tried to figure out, you know, what were our assets, what was our debt, you know, where are we really at with this? Me, in my own opinion, I'm happy that there was some clarity made. Probably the lawsuits went on a little too long. We spent way too much money on lawyers. The new generation, this current board that I'm on today, which is now led by Fletcher McCusker, and if you haven't heard of him, he is really energized this movement downtown to improve downtown with restaurants and retail shopping and hotels. He got on the board with Chris Schief and Cody Ritchie, and they've really been progressive. They stopped the lawsuits. They settled out of court with the city of Tucson, and we've just been moving forward in a positive fashion to do whatever we can to help and support downtown Tucson, to make it as vibrant as possible, to really give us something we're proud about in Tucson.
So the governor has 3 appointees. You're one of his appointees.
Yes, yeah, exactly, and honored to be so.
And so the district itself, what are the boundaries?
So basically, it's basically downtown Tucson. Here's a general view. It's basically downtown Tucson all the way down Broadway past Park Place Mall. So all those businesses along those corridors that are collecting sales tax, we get a portion of the state sales tax. Not the city, but a portion of the state sales tax comes to Rio Nuevo.
So even up that far to the Park Mall, that's part of Rio Nuevo.
Exactly.
Most people don't realize that. They think Rio Nuevo is basically a couple of blocks downtown.
No, I mean, the money is concentrated and spent downtown. But the biggest thing I've been letting people know since I got appointed is we really, you know, it's funny. You talk about Rio Nuevo and there's a negative connotation with Rio Nuevo.
Yes.
We need to get
in
past
fact, there
that.
Was even talk, as you know, Edmund, about changing the name of Rio Nuevo. And there was, I think they held a contest or something. But the decision was to keep with it. But the perception is important, and a lot of people, when you say Rio Nuevo, they think failure.
Yes. But you know what's important, Bill? It's important that we get past that, because in all reality, if we continue to be negative and we just let Rio Nuevo go, we're simply giving up millions of dollars that are going to go back to the state legislature that we don't get for our downtown Tucson. You don't know where those dollars would end up. They'd go to state legislature. They're trying to balance the budget. You never know where they'd end up. This is an opportunity for us to continue and now spend these money wisely so that we can spend this money and improve our downtown, something, again, we can be proud of.
What kind of money are we talking about on an annual basis?
Well, probably because of the past ways in which money were spent, the majority of the money goes towards paying debt.
It does.
It does. So we have a few million dollars each year. Right now, there's some different assets that we're selling. You know, we've got the Rialto Theater that we're selling. We're selling the arena land, because that's where we were supposedly gonna build a tortoise shell arena we spent millions on and never built.
Remember seeing those drawings.
Yeah.
And that bridge.
The Rainbow Bridge.
And yeah, some of the other.
And that's what happened. A lot of times projects were started, millions were spent, then the project never came to life.
Mm-hmm. So where are you going now with Rio Nuevo? What is the focus right now?
A lot of exciting projects right now. Right now, we're putting about $750,000 into a streetscape, which I was trying to think before we got in there. I think it's Broadway between Pennington and Congress.
Okay.
We're 3 phases of it. A beautiful street. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. We just got done working the deal for the AC Marriott that's being built right now behind the hub. The AC Marriott's a very hip and trendy and cool hotel. It started out of Barcelona. Mm-hmm. So it's a Spanish style. It's just a beautiful hotel.
Yeah, it's kind of their boutique line of the AC
exactly.
brand for Marriott. Yeah,
it's like Tucson, Portland's getting it. It's just very hip.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening. You know, we did just put, I think, about $6.5 million into the TCC.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, interesting fact, you know, prior to Rio Nuevo, people may think the city of Tucson owned the TCC, but they did not. So that's the one asset that they bought with the $230 million. They bought the TCC. So we now, as Rio Nuevo, we own the TCC.
Okay.
We just put $6.5 million beautifying. It looks great. The bathrooms are beautiful. The seats have been upgraded.
Oh, the bathrooms had a horrible reputation.
They're pretty nasty, Bill. Let's just be straight up. They were
nasty.
So
you cleaned up the place pretty much.
It's beautiful. We just took a tour with Governor Ducey. Yeah. It looks something like you'd be proud of taking your kids to see the circus at.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the restaurant scene is booming.
It is. You know, it's funny. A New York newspaper and a Phoenix newspaper just came out with articles about our Tucson downtown. Even the Phoenix paper kind of let off with, I know you're going to hate me for this, but the Tucson downtown is really hopping right now.
Yeah, so their readers won't like that intro.
No. Just think about it. You know, as much as anytime anyone travels anywhere around the country, as soon as you get to a city, let's just say Seattle, mm-hmm. you always look for the hip areas to go.
Yep.
And that's what Tucson's getting.
Okay, Edmund Marquez, folks, if they'd like to go to the meeting and see what you're doing, everybody's invited?
Yes, it'd be great to see some of the citizens there.
And there is a website. Just go to, Rio Nuevo Tucson.org.
That's it.
And then you can find out about all the meetings. Congratulations, Edmund Marquez, the newest member of the Rio Nuevo District Board. Thanks a lot, Edmund.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, we'll be right back with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by, speaking of Rio Nuevo, Fox Tucson Theater. That's coming up next.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of Styx, on Friday, July 31st. Singer, songwriter, and keyboardist Dennis DeYoung wrote and is lead singer on 7 of the band's 8 top 10 hits, including Lady, Babe, Come Sail Away, and Renegade. Get your tickets today to see Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of Styx, on Friday, July 31st. Then on August 5th, multi-platinum award-winning country singer and songwriter Jody Messina graces the Fox Tucson Theater stage. To purchase tickets to see Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of Styx, on July 31st, and Jody Messina on August 5th, and remember the King, 80 Years of Elvis, on Sunday, August 9th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, the Tucson Weekly arts writer, who is the author of a very critically acclaimed book called Detained and Deported. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about you?
Doing very well. And speaking of your book, which has gotten really rave reviews, you're doing another book signing. I think that's coming up later this month.
Yeah. Saturday, July 25th at Raíces Taller Gallery, which will be really an interesting thing. They're having the closing celebration for their Monsoon Art Show, which they have every summer. And I'll be reading from my book, so I will be sure to choose some desert passages about migrants, you know, having a terrible time in the desert, trying to come back after they've been deported.
Yeah, we're do a quick plug for a guest coming up. Speaking of the migrants, we're going to have Dr. Reverend Robin Hoover, the founder of No More Deaths, I believe.
I think it's Humane Borders.
Oh, excuse me. Borders. Thank you, Margaret. He's going to be on the show. We're going to spend actually a half an hour talking about what he believes is the solution to the immigration problem.
Oh, interesting.
That's going to be a half an hour on the Thursday show of this week.
Oh, okay.
So, and your book has been doing very well. It's your second book about immigration,
right.
And
uh-huh.
The reviews have been very good.
Yeah, I know. I'm really pleased. Well, you know, it's very much in the news now, as you know, particularly this issue, the thorny issue of who do we deport and how many people do we deport and what happens, especially to the children left behind when their parents are deported. And what about the detention centers run by the private prisons? So these are all big, you know, giant, difficult issues. So that's what the book's about. You know, people who've been living here for quite a while and have their lives upended when they get caught.
You will be writing about, this will be in this week's issue of the Tucson Weekly. There's a show called, is it Fierce Flowers?
Yes. And there's the Spanish version of it is Flores Feroces. So it has both titles. Yeah, this is a really interesting little show. Contreras Gallery, which is near 6th and 6th, that kind of little warehouse arts district. A woman named Marcy Miranda Janes does entirely cut paper work, which means she takes an X-Acto knife and she cuts into the paper, and that's how she shapes it. These things are never drawn, but she makes these amazing images of the desert and of animals simply by cutting into the paper. And then you have, you know, the holes and the pieces of paper that are still there, and you look through them. It looks sort of like lace, but then you can see the images in them. Kind of astonishing, and I can't imagine how long it takes her to make these pieces.
Very, very labor-intensive, but,
extremely,
you know,
so.
I think paper cutting really has quite a rich history in the arts, doesn't
it? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that anything that I know a lot about, but Michael Contreras, who runs the gallery, he said, you know, this is an ancient art form, so I did a little reading about it. In China, it's been going on for, you know, 1,500 years. They make these elaborate paper cuttings of the signs of the zodiac, you know, which are important in their culture. And here we're familiar with the Mexican art of papel picado, so often you go to a Mexican restaurant or some sort of fiesta, and they have these banners hanging on the ceiling, and you can see the cut paper images in there. Well, Marcy Miranda James takes it a step further, because her pieces are, some of them are quite serious political pieces, which, you know, it's such a decorative art, you don't really think of those two things going together. But the image that I'm running in the weekly shows four flowers dressed up as, they're women, and they're dressed up as Mexican revolutionaries with rifles, and each one has a flower for a head, and it's called Defense of Pollinators. And it turns out the subtext for this piece is the remarkable die-off we're having of honeybees in the United States and in other parts of the world. And this is really a serious issue, because the pollinators, like the bees, are what keep our plants alive. So
we just pulled up on our screen here in the studio. Thank you, Ed, for doing that. The website from the Contreras Gallery. And this is really, really good stuff. I'm looking at some of these images, and we're talking about not just the paper cutting, but this is really mixed media work, isn't it?
Yeah, some of it. Well, that one with the flowers, the defense of pollinators, she does use Prismacolor pencil. But most of them, it's just paper. She uses different colored papers and layers them, and you can imagine cutting them with this X-Acto blade. And then she has to glue them together and layer them. There's one piece that's not political at all, just a beautiful celebration of the desert. She calls it Cherubim Sonorensis for a Sonoran desert. And it's just this beautiful thing with all different colors, with a giant moon hanging in the middle. And then she's got hummingbirds and bats and saguaros and flowers.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of amazing. I just can't imagine how she does this. So she's an artist to watch, and she's having a solo show at Tohono O'Chul coming up here next show or two up there at the, you know, the park on the northwest side, Tohono O'Chul. So it's good. She's getting some attention.
And speaking of Tohono O'Chul, before we move over to Tohono O'Chul, the Contreras Gallery is at 110 East 6th Street near 6th Avenue. And this show will be up closing soon, July 25th. So check it out. Now, over at Tohono O'Chul, a show that's up through August 16th, you write about actually in the current edition of the weekly.
Yeah. It's a beautiful show, Bill. It's just beautiful. It's called, what was it, Under the Sky? I think that's what it was, official title. But it's about 30 to 40 artists, all with their views of the summer skies of the West. And it's just spectacular.
It's actually the sky above.
The sky above, that's right. More poetic than what I said. The sky up there, you know. Yeah, the sky above. There's, you know, William Lesh, who's a big-time photographer in Tucson. He did this big time-lapse photo from a mountain. This is a guy that works, you know, very high technical level with lots of equipment. So he was up there on a mountain, you know, using time-lapse photography to capture the whole progression of a thunderstorm over downtown Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the thunder clouds. You can see the lightning bolts. You see the tiny skyscrapers below under these huge skies, all very beautifully colored. Jeff Smith, who's a real lightning daredevil photographer here in Tucson, he's always running around. If there's a hint of a dangerous storm, Jeff is out there. And he just gets these most amazing photographs of lightning in the sky. What's interesting is they have a new curator up there at Tohono O'Chul, James Schaub, and he used to have a little gallery downtown until, I guess, about last year with another artist. That was called Atlas, and that was very contemporary work, pretty abstract and kind of, you know, new cutting-edge stuff. And they had to close that gallery because, as you know, the rents downtown are really going sky high with all the development down there. So anyway, he got the job as the curator at Tohono O'Chul. So we're seeing a little bit of a different aesthetic up there, I would say. You know, kind of more contemporary, a little more daring work than maybe we've seen before. They always have beautiful shows, but they're more you know, like attractive nature shows often, or kind of folkloric shows.
They have on their website, which we have, thank you, Ed, for pulling that up, tohonochulpark.org, that picture we were talking about of the lightning is, it's spectacular.
Isn't it amazing?
It may be the most spectacular lightning shot I think I have seen of this area. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I wish we'd get a little more of it for real, huh?
Yeah.
Some of these storms coming in. But yeah, you should get up to Tohonochul to see it. It's just really definitely worth the drive up there.
So, and again, that show will be up through August the 16th, and folks can read all about that particular show in the current issue of the Weekly, and then the upcoming issue of the Weekly will have your piece about the paper cutting work, the wonderful gallery show at Contreras Gallery. So, Margaret, I really appreciate you taking the time, and again, your book signing for Detained and Deported, that is coming up Saturday, July 25th at 7 o'clock. And again, the location?
It's the Raíces Taller Gallery at 218 East 6th Street, also near 6th and 6th.
There you go. Margaret, thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Bill. You too.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of Styx, Friday, July 31st, singer, songwriter, and keyboardist Dennis DeYoung wrote and is lead singer on 7 of the band's 8 top 10 hits, including Lady, Babe, Come Sail Away, and Renegade. Then on August the 5th, multi-platinum award-winning country singer and songwriter Jody Messina graces the Fox Tucson Theater stage. And remember, don't miss the all-ages show, Remember the King, 80 Years of Elvis. To purchase tickets to see Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of Styx, on July 31st, Jody Messina on August 5th, and Remember the King, 80 Years of Elvis, on Sunday, August 9th. Visit foxtucson.com. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. We have 4 Tucson at 4 from 4 to 5 this afternoon with Mike Shaw, then 3 hours of local talk beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow with Wake Up Tucson, then the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. I'll be back with Ed Alexander, 12:04 for the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.